And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. And on the line, Stephen, we've got special guests. I always have a special affinity for Vermont. We started the show in Vermont. We've gone all over the place, and Burlington, Vermont has got to be one of my most favorite places. And best of all, staying in Burlington, Vermont, is the Hampton Inn Colchester. This place is a one beautiful property, and it makes you feel warm and at home, because I've been there, and you've been there.
Oh, yes. And Maureen Brown is the general manager of the Hampton Inn and Event Center in Burlington, Colchester, Vermont. She joins us now on the air. Welcome to Travel World, Maureen.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
Whenever we want to relax, we want to get away, Vermont is on our path for true relaxation. And the Hampton Inn Event Center in Burlington, Colchester, what a beautiful hotel. I enjoyed myself immensely there this summer. I can't wait to go back. Tell us a bit more about your beautiful hotel.
Well, our hotel is a great location for the Burlington area in Vermont. I mean, we're very central to a lot of the different activities that you can do. We are near Lake Champlain. We're also very close to ski areas. We're close to the Burlington Airport, where we actually have a park and fly package where people can stay at the hotel, use our facilities, leave their car in our lot, and it's very safe, and they can fly off to their destination, use our shuttle to get to the airport and come back. It's a great area, and Vermont is a beautiful place. We love having our hotel where it is.
That shuttle is fantastic, Maureen. I've used it to get to the Burlington Airport when I had a flight, at 5 a.m. the next day. It's available at all hours of the night. You just tell them when it's there, and they'll bring you right to Burlington Airport.
That's right. And we also have our breakfast that gets you out on your way. And if you're leaving earlier than, the full breakfast, we have on-the-go bags that you can take with you and sit there and munch on them until your flight comes in.
Oh, and the staff is plenty helpful, too, because, if you're caught between off hours, I know they were very helpful with me, and they said, we saved something for you. I mean, it's over and above, and the quality of the people that you have there are fantastic. I got to give you a big thumbs up for that.
Well, thank you very much. We're very proud of our staff. In fact, this morning when I came into work, I had a message on my voicemail, and there's nothing like that, starting your day and having someone on your voicemail telling you how wonderful your staff are.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually an experience I had today. And I called the guest right back and said, thank you so much. They were hoping to get a survey from, our Hilton sends out surveys for guests that stay at our property.
Gonna be a 10.
And they hadn't gotten one, but, I said, well, it doesn't matter. The fact that you took the time out of your day to call and leave me a message about your experience was enough for me. It just totally made my day.
It sure does, because so often these days, people are pretty quick on the trigger when it comes to complaining. Something didn't go right or what have you. But how often is it these days that people take the time out of their schedule to say, you know what? That was such excellent service, and this was such a wonderful property. I really have to commend you on it. And
well, I thank you so much. It's really my staff. They know what it takes. They understand, the importance of the people that stay at our property. And, they really try to make the experience the best they can. I mean, because there's a lot of competition in the Burlington area. There's a lot of hotels. And,
oh, there sure are.
We understand that it's important that for us, especially, because our property is not brand new. We are actually 20 years old, and we're looking forward, in the next few months. We have a whole bunch of new things that we're going to be adding with flat-screen TVs and new furniture. And,
yep.
And we're really looking forward to some of the upgrades that we're making. But again, we are not one of the newer properties, and so our staff really does have to make that difference to get our guests to make sure that they want to stay with us.
It's funny you say that it's 20 years old, because, when I was there, you wouldn't have thought it. I mean, it's very well maintained.
Well, thank you. You
can tell when you look at some of the TVs, okay, they've been around a while, maybe, sometimes, Vermont doesn't always get the first run and everything goes to the big name cities or so on. But, Vermont in and of itself is a very privileged area to go to. I love going there. But, when you look at the property and the people there, they take great care of the place. Everything looks first rate. And I always felt, that I was in a really great property. So,
well, I appreciate that. It's not your typical Hampton Inn. A lot of Hampton Inns are somewhat cookie cutter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of standardization. And, we go with the standards that they put out. But our hotel really was, one of the first, I think, probably one of the first 300 hotels in the country, certainly one of the first couple Hampton Inns in New England.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like your typical Hampton Inn. It's got a definite different feel.
That's part of the appeal, because it looks like a New England inn at right. At the intersection of Interstate 89, right there at the exit. But you don't hear the traffic. You don't. You've got that beautiful indoor pool, whirlpool, exercise room. Walk down the street. There's a bowling alley for those who want to go bowling. Walking distance to restaurants. You're right there in the center of everything at a hotel that really knows that you're in the hospitality business, and that is in the training, that is in the people, and as we've said, beautiful, spotless accommodations that, I mean, I could have walked in and said, oh, this property's a year or two old, because it's that constant attention to upgrading and making sure that everything is correct for the guest.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and I'm glad you had a pleasant experience, because really, we do our best to make every guest feel important, and you know, it's just so important, like I said, with the competition that there is out there these days.
It's definitely a management issue, and it comes from the top, and it comes from hiring the right people, great people. I mean, there are some people I've stayed at various hotels in Burlington, and I've noticed some of the people I've seen faces from other hotels, and I'm thinking, wow, they lost, the other hotel lost a good person because now they're working for this hotel. They got the best of the bunch. And then on top of that, it comes from your ability, the whole ownership structure. I mean, it's owned by, a property group owns different brands of hotels, and this particular brand is also...
It's managed by Lindquist, and I mean, if you look at hotel management companies, this is a company that really knows how to manage any of the franchise brands that they have their hands into, because it's attention to training, attention to detail, attention to having a general manager who responds to the guest at all moments, and I mean, that is part of maybe what makes Lindquist different from other management companies.
It's true. Our management company is wonderful. It's wonderful to work for them. I've been in the business a long time, and I've worked for this company for 4 years now. And I had heard of them prior to coming on board, and I just knew, that they were a very good management company, that they treated their staff well.
Yep.
And, they really are involved in the property. The ownership comes to the properties. They have 23 hotels now, and they visit all of them 3 times a year. We go to the corporate office once, but they're very connected with us. It's not like they just own the property and they reap the benefits from whatever happens. They're
totally
very involved in how the hotels run.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you check it out, the other hotels. I'll name a couple of the other ones that Lindquist owns that we've been to. I mean, we've been to the Hampton in Littleton, New Hampshire, and one of the crown jewels of the entire series that we've been to is the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury. I mean, Brett Lair, we've done shows with him now going on over 10 years, and I'm telling you, for people to stay at the same hotel that long says something about a company and how well they treat their people. Because you can see it as a guest, you can perceive it when the people are happy. And as a guest, I want to stay at a hotel where people are happy, because that means I'm going to be happy. I mean, I've been at some other properties, owned by some big chains, in Burlington on Williston Road, you go there and you're thinking, wow, these people behind the desk, they feel like they're fearing for their job. And me as a guest, I feel like my needs are just not being met. And boy, I'm never going to stay here again. And so
it's the exact opposite when you walk into a Lindquist managed property.
Oh, yeah.
The people are happy to be there.
Almost everyone, so far everyone we've been to has been top notch. And so we have just the highest marks. And it says so because a hotel that you say is 20 years old, I would not have said that myself, because you guys have done a fantastic job maintaining the place. And let's not forget the cookies.
Oh.
Yeah, the cookies.
And there's some great packages as well. We talked about park and fly, but you've got for the winter season ski package and New Year's Eve package, which can bring people into the Burlington Colchester area to enjoy what winter has to offer.
Yeah, it's true. Well, our ski packages are great. We work with several different ski areas, and they've given us, a great opportunity to market their facilities. As far as New Year's Eve goes, we've got two different packages that we work with. We do a first night package that includes buttons to the first night festivities downtown Burlington. But we also last year started our own package and have a comedian that comes in. We do a package that includes dinner and the comedy show as well as the overnight package. And for a couple, it's a very affordable $169 U.S.
We used to make it a regular occurrence. I mean, when
it worked out so well last year that we decided we wanted to do it again this year.
Well, Maureen, time flies when we're having fun. We really appreciate your time and joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show.
What number or website can people get more information about the beautiful Hampton Inn and Event Center in Burlington, Colchester, Vermont?
Well, our direct line is 802-655-6177, and that will get you right through to our friendly front desk staff. You can email us at B as in boy, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, M as in Mary, V as in Victor. That's btvmv.hampton@hilton.com. Or you can check us out on the web at www.hotelburlingtonvt.com. And you can book reservations directly off that site.
Oh, I can't wait for my next visit. Beautiful Burlington, Vermont, the Hampton Inn, Burlington, Colchester. Maureen Brown, general manager, will look after you and make you feel very welcome. Hospitality.
Well, thank you so much.
Hospitality is the main word of the day. Thank you for joining us here on Travel World.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Staff members assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy.